Yeah, hey, about the whole construction issue.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those houses going up there, because I work in construction, a lot of those houses up there, the sides, like the walls, the outer walls of the houses, all they are is siding. They're not even putting lumber up underneath the siding.
What?
Yeah, for real. They attach the siding to the studs and they stand the wall up. They don't even put any wood under the siding.
Yeah, there's no plywood under there?
Yeah. So, I mean, if they get a really bad wind, I'd hate to see what's going to happen to that crap.
But,
I mean, there's so much stuff going on up there. Everyone's in such a hurry that, I mean, the houses are expensive. But in my opinion, you know, the quality of work that they're getting is just crap.
Good thing to point out, man. Those things are going up quick. I don't want to make any accusations personally because I don't know.
It's something that I see every day.
Yeah.
I mean, and all the floors that, I mean, they're just getting soaked with all this rain because a lot of those houses, they don't have windows, they don't have doors.
Yeah, you really have to do your research when you're buying your house. Make sure it's built the way you want it to, and if it's not, then you need to make sure you have your good plan to where you need to go hide so you don't get killed.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's my whole opinion.
Hey, I appreciate the call, man.
Hey, yep.
Take care. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Hey.
First of all,
I want to say my heart goes out to all those that were in the tornadoes this weekend.
Yeah, I think everybody's heart does. It's terrible.
But I also want to say, for the people out driving around, if there's high water, don't go through it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
You just see people do that, and you're like, what the hell are you doing?
I live in Salina.
Uh-huh.
And a full-size, I know it was like a Chevy Silverado, newer one, went through some high water and ended up in a ditch with water over his roof.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure the person did not realize what would happen, because many people were going through the water that day. This happened yesterday here in Salina. And as far as I know, I've heard the person is okay, which is great.
It does not take that much water to take a car away.
I didn't think that could take it away. But when I found out what exactly happened, that the truck actually floated.
Yeah, it doesn't take anything to pick it up. If you think about how much water and how much volume is in water surrounding a car, it just takes, a foot or a foot and a half, it's just, your car's gone.
This was at least about, a foot and a half to 2 feet high.
Yeah, that's real dumb. You got to stay away from that. You don't need to get anywhere that bad.
Well, have you ever seen that video on the internet of that car driving through water and, like, the ground caves in, the truck just, like, goes in?
Yeah. Well, the truck just kind of floated off to the side, is what I've been told.
Wow. Yeah, you got to use more common sense than that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, this is a weird weather pattern right now.
Yeah.
Because Salina never called school off.
Yeah, it's a weird deal. It's a weird year.
Our bus barn is underwater, basically.
Is that right?
Wow. I've been out to State Street. It's flooded out there. It's horrible right now.
Man.
So for everyone out driving, be careful.